Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
8 o'clock hour on your home of America's team and the best draft coverage in the Metroplex. Not even a question. Day two will get started today with the same crew, including Bobby Belt, Brian Broaddus, Vach Lombardi will join us at 8:40 this morning. What time are you guys going on air today?
I am going on air at 7. They are going on air at 6.
Okay.
So I'll be on there at 7. 6 o'clock is we're not doing an hour lead-in like we did yesterday or like we'll do on day three. This is just right at draft start time at 6. We jump on the air. But we've got a rotation this year, and so it'll be group of five of us right at there at the start, and then we'll kind of circle in throughout the night.
All right, Bob, set us up for today and the rest of the weekend with the Dallas Cowboys selection. How are things looking? Top prospects? How are things looking depth-wise at receiver, at running back, everything else?
Yeah, so the way things are stacking up right now, I mean, the Cowboys are in good shape to be in position to get a player they like at both spots, like without feeling like they have to move. I think in the second and the third round, they feel like in both of those instances, the way the board has broken out so far and the way they've got it stacked and the kind of depth they have, I think they believe that they're going to be able to pick who they want or pick somebody they really like without having to do any movement. It kind of depends on which direction do you want them to go. So one of the reasons why the argument I think in favor of offensive line made sense yesterday, if you want to make a compelling case for that, the drop-off from, or not even the drop-off, I can find a starting wide receiver in round one if I get Golden or whoever else. Can find a starting offensive lineman if I get Booker or Josh Simmons or whoever else. I'm not finding a starting offensive lineman in the third round. There's not one this year. Like, not it's got to be a project. It's somebody you are not going to be able to just say, go in there, play. Reasonably, given the depth that's there running back and receiver this year, you might be able to find somebody who can start all these games for you at running back or receiver in the second or third round. And so again, if you're just trying to talk about, is Golden better than Booker? Maybe, but Booker and receiver you can get in the second or third round is better than Golden and tackle or guard you can get in the second and third round. Your depth is going to stretch a lot better. You've built a stronger team that way. So I think running back is going to be something that they'll focus on today. They've got a lot of different options. I think, Travion Henderson is still on the board from Ohio State, who we've talked about. They really like both of the Ohio State guys, actually. Quinshon Judkins, the other running back, they really, really like him too. But I think one of the names that is worth monitoring is Bashal Tootin from Virginia Tech, who is a speed freak. That's a guy I think that they really like a lot. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they come out of today with a running back. My guess is it's one of those three. Henderson, Judkins, those two Ohio State kids, or the Virginia Tech running back, Tootin. So if you want to go running back, there's depth here. It stretches a little bit. Receiver, you still have Luther Burden on the board, who for a long time was the popular 12 mock pick.
So when I was driving home last night, I heard Broaddus just ask you in the draft show, Luther Burden a pain in the ass, Bobby.
Yeah, he is. Luther Bird. Or I guess I shouldn't say pain in the ass. He is frustrating to people. because I think they wonder, I think NFL teams have questions about how much are you bought in? How much are you, when they talk about these NIL era players and they wonder how much they're committed to things, how entitled they're walking into the sport, how much they're willing to really say, I love the game and I, you know, this is what I want to put my entire soul into. I think there are questions about Luther Burden with that for NFL teams. I don't know if Dallas is one of them, but I know that teams in general have expressed that as a concern. And last year was not good for him. There was chatter last year, people saying that they thought he was quitting on routes if he knew the ball wasn't going to him. Like he just basically curl off his route and be done.
By the way, get in your questions. If you have, if you want to vent about the pick last night or day two prospects, call right now at 877-881-1053. Bobby will answer all your questions. 877-881-1053. Back to Burden.
I will say, though, most people that I talk to leading up to draft day, because I'll talk to, it won't just be people in Dallas. I'll talk to people that I've met over the course of doing NFL draft stuff in all sorts of different areas.
I know. I drink with all of them in Indy.
And yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, I should tell you right now. I'm going to tell you on the air. That little tip-off you got from Ivan, that was me.
Are you serious?
I was like, here, make Sean think you're an insider.
So my guy had told me, Walter Nolan, Ivan, who used to work here, my boy, he texts me, he goes, hearing that Booker is the backup. And I was like, well, he had told me some other piece of big news last year at this time. And he was right. It had to do with something else. It wasn't a direct sports topic. It was kind of a sports topic. So I was like, oh, okay. He's hanging around. He's a professional engineer with the Cowboys and everyone else. And I texted him after you texted me and you go, Booker's the backup. And I go, you were right. I'm wrong. And he never, you bastard.
When he texted me, I was like,
it came from you.
I was like, just tell him, like, re-emphasize. Just be like, bro, trust me. I got a good one on this one. And then I was like, and then I'll wait 5 minutes and then I'll follow up. So then it'll start seeming like a swarm is getting to Sean. But I forgot to tell you last night that was me and Ivan just messing around. It was me.
I have no problem being wrong, but now I know Ivan, you know, back to being a bad van driver.
It was a good bit. He's down for a good bit, like when he takes all the photos of me. Yeah. But
I'll get revenge on him.
No, Burden, when I talk to people leading up to draft day, the majority of people I talked to thought Burden would not go in the first round this year. There were a couple who thought, yeah, I think he could go in the back end of the first, whatever. Oh, it only takes one, that kind of thing. But Burden is a guy that has some character questions, not like criminal stuff, but just has some stuff around him about his football character. He's somebody, though, that I think the Cowboys do like as a player. I just don't know what they think about that mental makeup and some of those things. But other receivers to know today, Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, his teammate there in Iowa State, Jalen Knoll, who was one of the guys I heard rave reviews about. When we talk about the culture thing, the Tyler Booker commentary we got is said frequently about Jalen Knoll, the receiver from Iowa State. And he's a really freaky athlete who can, I think, be a really good Z receiver. And then Jack Besh from TCU, the one who his brother, Tiger Besh, the Princeton receiver, was killed on New Year's Eve in New Orleans. And he was, gosh, the things you just hear about how Jack Besh handled everything, this whole process with all of that weighing on him, people just marvel at how strong he is.
So you think we should feel decent about what's going to be there at 12?
Yeah. No, I think they're going to get somebody that in normal drafts, they'd be like, will they fall to us? Because I think they feel like it's just so dense with players that they have around this
grade. And you think it's kind of even at wide receiver or running back in terms of the quality and depth of the prospect when it gets there?
I think you're more likely to have a higher rated, like the running back at 44 in the second round might be somebody where you're like, this value is really high than at receiver. Receiver, you might have somebody you have graded around there. Whereas running back might be somebody you have graded a little higher than 44. And then in the third, you get a lot of just volume where you can kind of pick and choose and see who falls to you.
Because the scary, glaring thing right now for this football team is number two wideout. Jumping out. It's becoming a little bit, it's alarming. It's getting scary.
It's last year's running back. Where when we were going like, are they going to pick one of these? Are they going to get out of draft weekend without? It's you're getting a little, if they get out of these first 2 days without one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They're going to start panicking.
And we need to look at the rest of the market, too, for them to reach Tyler Lockett in Tennessee. Jay in Dallas, you're live here on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead, Jay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
What's up?
It's such an honor to hear from y'all today. Now, I just want to say this. We saw what happened last night. And what I want to say is, let's get rid of all the narratives. First, we want to say that we are very thankful to even have an opportunity to be able to play in such a wonderful league. We have worked hard. We have played fast. We have done our thing on and off the field. We have checked everybody. And we are not in any war room right now. So we cannot be angry at any decision that was made.
This is amazing.
Now, in saying that, I'll end with this. We heard what folks have been saying. We keep a receipt. We keep a receipt. And when we come back to it, y'all keep that same energy. Y'all doing a wonderful job. Keep it. And we're going to see y'all today. All right.
Jay, you need to be performing alongside Frank Caliendo.
Is that Jay Farrow?
That was frighteningly good. He's better than Jay Farrow.
I legitimately started wondering. I was like, is Dion just using a fake name to come on here and defend Shador? That was dead on. That was very good.
That was amazing, Jay. Wow. So good. Mike and Denton, you're up next. Mike, you're live on The Fan.
I love the first round pick. I really do, because I think Brian Schottenheimer wants to run the football.
Yeah.
What about taking a receiver in the second round and hoping Ollie Gordon falls to you in the third round?
I think Ollie Gordon's the running back from Oklahoma State. I think Ollie Gordon, I really like him. He's a three down running back. That's a legit like starter potential, starter upside. I think Ollie Gordon will potentially get to the fifth round. Because Whoa. it's so dense with, there's so many running backs from the second round on, and Ollie Gordon, I think, has some questions. He had a DUI last year. I think some people are just wondering about some of the character questions, but Ollie Gordon, I think, is a good player. I think third might be a little early for them, but I don't dislike him as a third round player.
Aaron and Sherman, you're next up here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
What's up?
I actually love the first round pick. It's going to be 2016 all over again, but with a veteran Dak instead of a rookie Dak.
Mm.
But would y'all go, I know y'all have been saying receiver, running back, would cornerback be in the discussion to take two or three?
You know, their cornerback stretches today. So yeah, there's some depth there. Wanye Thomas's brother is in this draft. He's a really good corner out of Florida State. You've got Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame, Trey Amos from Ole Miss, who they've been connected to at different points. I think Brian is just praying Siobhan Revel from East Carolina continues to slide down to 44, Revel would be a blue star special. He is a guy who played at East Carolina, is like a 6'2", 200-pound, 4'4", just freak kind of at the cornerback position. Tore his ACL last year, barely played. And so there's a little bit of a flag on him where he's sliding a little bit. But if he would have been healthy, a lot of people thought Siobhan Revel would have gone top 15 in this draft. And so the fact that he's not and he continues to slide, I think Brian's got him circled as like, if he's there at 44, that's who I want. I don't care who else is on the board. I want Revel.
Carlos in Dallas, you're next up here on the Home of the Cowboys. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Many blessings to y'all. Keep doing great, great draft coverage.
Thanks.
So just to my point, man, we got to look at the Cowboys, how they think. And I think them choosing Tyler Booker is they got to see their division. You know, you hate to see the pick. You know, you can't get a weapon, but you got to match up against, you know, the Eagles, the D-line of the Giants, the Commanders. And I think they did a great job at that, matching up front. And you still got wide receivers like Higgins, Williams, Horton, Armstrong in the later rounds. And that's all I got.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah. I mean, look, the receiver class really does stretch well. I think they're going to feel really comfortable that they're going to be able to get best player they want and be really happy with anybody they get in these two rounds today.
Michael, waking up early in California, listening on the Odyssey app.
California.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, everybody. Hey, I just want to say shout out to you all, man. You guys do such a great job with all this draft coverage. But I'm really excited about the pick. Of course, you know, I'm right here in Southern California, and I'm a diehard Cowboys. But for years, I've seen the Barney Ball effect over there down in whenever the San Diego Chargers. And I think that's what Schottenheimer's trying to establish, you know, yeah. Just like his pops. He's trying to get a run game going. And I know a run game can go a long way for you. You know, I seen the Carolina Panthers turn it around when they signed Davis from Washington, and Jake Delhomme took him to a Super Bowl, you know. So with that being said, I just hope we can get Travion Henderson in the second round. But also I would love to see them double dip just because we need the young depth at running back. And Bobby, I just want to know what you think about Woody Marks in USC, if we can get him in the later rounds. If you could tell me a little bit about him. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
You too, Mike.
Man, I would have a really hard time going that direction. Like, I mean, with all the needs that they have right now, and the fact that running back's pretty deep and they don't have the fourth round pick, I would have a really, really hard time saying, yeah, I'm okay with going ahead and saying, let's go ahead and double dip at running back, no matter how late in the process that it is. Woody Marks is a guy who generally, I think, by the league is considered like a sixth round pick. He's fine. You've already signed Javonte Williams, though. You got Miles Sanders. They still have Deuce Vaughn. They're going to draft somebody else. I think that's going to be their depth. I don't think they're going to want to look past that.
Give me your ideal selection for today.
At running back or period?
No, period. A name that we can celebrate if it happens.
Man.
You want to think about it for a second?
No, it really is so deep and there's so many options.
Think about it, and okay. We'll answer a few more calls. What else stunned Bobby about round one? And Shannon Sharp says goodbye. All of that, along with Vach Lombardi, live at 8:40 and below the belt. The draft coverage continues right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.